The Children's Bookshelf. The Children's Theater of the Pittsburgh Junior League presents Molly the Rogue by Mary Walsh.
It is a well-known fact that there are many strange things in this world for those with the eyes to say them. A while ago, and a while before that, a small boy named Johnine O'Rory lived in the country of Ireland. And this is the story of the things he saw and the things he heard. Johnine lived in a grand little house on the side of a hill, looking over at the wild, dark mountains. Sure, when you came to the place, you'd have no trouble finding the O'Rory house, for it was the only one there. Little Johnine loved its deep thatched roof and the dark painted blue.
"'Tis a grand house, in God bless it. And isn't it good to live here?"
But that was before Molly came. Molly and the black-browed stranger. Molly was a bigger woman, and two men carried her to the house in a basket.
"And why do you ride in a basket?"
"There's such a stiffness in me legs I can't walk. Put me there in that chair by the fire and be off with you. Good for nothing."
But that's father's chair."
"And will he begrudge a bit of warmth and a bite to eat to a poor old woman?"
"Well, no, sure of that he wouldn't. Will you be taking off your shawl and rest a while?"
"I'll be glad to rest, and thank you. But I never take off my shawl. I need it to keep me warm."
Most bigger women, poor things, would have taken a bit of bread and a soup of tea and been off again. But not Molly. She couldn't walk because of the stiffness in her legs, so there she sat in the best chair by the fire, rubbing the black ears of Malteser the cat. And the days passed, and the weeks, and the months, and she was always there, giving them the worst words in her mouth if she was crossed. Pshaw, it's tired of her they were, all of them, but little Johnine. He loved her.
I like to hear a woman talk, Molly. Since my mother has gone to the saints in heaven, we've missed a woman sitting by the fire.
Ah, you're a good boy, Janine. You have ears to hear and eyes to say.
Would you be telling me a story, then? One to make my heart jump?
Tomorrow I'll tell it. Now I've the stiffness in my legs and it's late. Be off to bed with you.
That night, Janine found out something queer entirely. The moon was bright, shining in through the top half of the door, and it woke him. All in the house was still as a stone. A finger of moonlight pointed across the room to the chair by the fire where Molly did be sitting day and night.
Glory be to God, she isn't there. She's wrapped her cloak over the broom, so it looks like her. But 'tis only the broom, after all.
Janine crept like a bit of a mouse to the window, the way he could look outside, and there he saw her standing straight and strong. Molly was looking up at the moon and the racing clouds, and as she watched, she began to dance. Not stiff at all, but like a bird you'd let go from your fingers. Suddenly a man came stepping out from behind the trees, a big, rough, black-browed man with an ugly way about him.
"What are you doing here, you black-hearted man?"
"You know what I want."
"Well, I'll have none of it."
Molly gave the man a push and started to run up to the house as fast as she could. Whist! Johnine was back in his bed and not looking at all when she came in. The next morning, there was Molly in her chair, grumbling and a-fussing, and the black cat, Malteser, rubbing his head against her. And Long John O'Rory, the father, was wondering how to get rid of her when the black-browed stranger put his head in at the door.
"God save all here. God save you kindly, stranger. Will you take a bit of bread and a sup of tea?"
"Thank you kindly. I will."
The while his father talked to the stranger, Johnine was watching Molly, and he saw the look she gave him. It was a terrible look. But the man never looked at her. He was bold as a tinker, asking questions and questions of the father.
And what do you do with yourself all the day long?
What do I do with myself all the day long?
A fellow mixed up in a bit of trouble with the government last year had the look of you.
A fellow mixed up in a bit of trouble with the government last year had the look of me.
Well, was it you?
Was it me?
Can't you answer a stranger's questions?
Can't I answer a stranger's questions?
If you didn't know Long John, it's stupid you would have thought him repeating the stranger's questions that way. But in those days, the government had spies everywhere, and a man's answers were twisted and told to the police for the reward in it. And a poor man might be thrown into jail for loving his country, no more than that. It was safer to say no more than was said to you by a stranger. At last, the black-browed man went away, but he went in anger, and Long John shook his head after him.
He'll be back, I'm thinking, Janine. And by hook or crook, he'll find out that I fought for our poor old country.
And is that bad, Father?
He'll make it bad. And we'll sup Sarah with a spoon of grief. How'll you make out then, Janine, without a father to see to you?
And the stranger did come back. He came on a day when Long John O'Rourke was out in the fields, and it was to Molly, sitting by the fire with a black cat in her lap, that he spoke. Little Janine, outside the window, heard it all.
Molly, 'tis a rogue you are. You can walk as well as the next one, and I'll tell him if you don't help me. He'll throw you outside the door and your basket after you if you don't do as I say.
It's a millstone you are around Ireland's neck, and may God punish you.
We're not talking of me. Aurora's a rebel. And if you tell me what I need to know, there'll be gold for you. There's no need to be wandering the roads, nor sharing a poor man's fire. Think of it, Molly. Gold for a house of your own.
The back of me hand for you. I'll tell you nothing to bring sorrow to these decent people.
Tell me or don't tell me. I'll find it out. Think of the gold, Molly. And I'll be back to talk with you by the light of the moon.
On a night when the moon was bright, Janine woke as he had before, and he saw the cloak on the broom and Molly not by the fire at all. He found her sitting outside the house nearby to a thorn bush, and what do you think? With the shawl down from her head, he saw she was not an old woman at all.
Good evening to you, McCree.
Good evening, my boy, Janine. 'Tis a fine night for fairies.
Fairies? I can't see a one.
Take hold of my hand and say what you say. There. Now, look at the ring on the grass.
I see them. It's dancing they are. Why, I can touch them with my finger, see? Oh, they've gone. And there's not left but... what a bit of mist.
They'll come again. For those with the eyes to see them, Janine.
But Janine's eyes were that closed with sleep that Molly picked him up and carried him back to bed again. And there was no sign of the black-browed stranger. Again came a night when the moon was full and Molly's cloak was wrapped around the broom. Janine lifted the door latch and went out like a swallow. He found Molly looking out over the hills, and when she took his hand, there it was, as plain as the thorn bush beside him, a castle.
I never saw it before, Molly.
It's there, for those with the eyes to see.
I hear a horse, McCree.
'Tis the Knight of Glynn riding his horse on the castle walls. What do the horses' hoofs say, Janine?
They say... why, they say, to tuppence and halfpence, to tuppence and halfpence, to tuppence and halfpence, to tuppence and halfpence. What does the horn say, Molly?
Better a crust and freedom than all the wealth in the world.
And is this what you came to hear?
It is not, but there's plenty to hear if you have the ears for it.
And still there was no sign of the black-browed stranger, though Long John O'Rory looked for him every day, and Janine kept watch at night. The next night there was a big pale moon. Janine saw Malteser the cat give a leap over and out the door. Molly rose up from her chair by the fire and was after the cat like a leaf on the wind, and Janine went after her.
Wait for me, Molly Ilana.
I'm waiting, my boy. Come, take my hand and say what you'll learn this night. There. Look down in the ravine.
Cats. Lots of cats. Singing.
And what do they say, Janine?
Big Tom is gone. Gone. Gone.
It's Canaan they are, for the old town cat that died.
Look, Malteser says that she's coming.
Isn't expecting the stranger you are, Molly?
Alas, and we are.
Meow, then begging your pardon, I'll give you a bit of advice. Meow, 'tis the brave heart wins, and if you've no fear of him, he'll run over the 7 high hills and the 7 low hills to the waters beyond. Meow.
And is this what you've come to learn, Molly?
It is not. But there's plenty to learn, and from anyone.
It's the truth. Meow.
Janine was back in the house and peeping over the closed half of the door when he saw the black-browed stranger step out from behind a tree.
And have you the things to tell me, Molly, you rogue?
I've nothing to tell you, but this to show.
Molly raised a stick, and under the moon it flashed like a sword. The man ran from it, and Molly went after him with not a sign of the stiffness in her legs. And as Janine watched where the man was, he saw instead a black dog running. And Janine was content, for he knew that Molly would drive him over the 7 high hills and the 7 low hills, or anyway as far as County Cork. In the morning, the chair by the fire was empty, with only the cloak hanging over the broom, as if Molly herself was inside it. Long John O'Rory shook his head, wondering.
Sure, how could she go away with the stiffness in her legs so she couldn't walk a step? Tis the little people must have taken her for sure.
And that was the last that any of them ever saw of Molly or the black-browed stranger. But sometimes on a moonlit night, Janine would fancy he saw a wee fairy just whisking away. And in the spring of the year, he could faintly hear the hoofbeats of the Knight of Glen's horse as he rode over the castle walls. But never, never, though he had eyes to see and ears to hear, could Janine get a word out of Malteser the cat, though she looked at him always in a very wise way.
If you would like to read more about Janine and Molly and Malteser the cat, ask at your library for the book Molly the Rogue by Mary Walsh. It was adapted for radio by Catherine Lockhart and was given today with the kind permission of the publishers Alfred A. Knopf. All the books in this series are selected in cooperation with the staff of the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. The Children's Bookshelf comes to you each week at this time as a presentation of station WCAE. Listen next week to hear Hannah Courageous.